If it weren't for the sign just outside the entrance to the Podponics farm, you might wonder if you'd gotten the address wrong. The lot you pull into looks like an industrial truck yard. You hear airplanes overhead, taking off from Hartsfield-Jackson just a few miles away. And all you can see are a bunch of old shipping containers, stacked one on top of the other in the middle of the lot. It seems hard to believe that this is the site of a major farming operation.
We could supply all of Georgia's lettuce needs, all of them, from the land that we're on right now, if we built enough containers.
That's Matt Liotta, founder of Podponics. Inside those steel shipping containers, his company is growing row after row of lettuce. They're harvesting 2,000 pounds every day. Liotta took me on a tour of the farm. It's not how you'd expect the inside of recycled containers to look. It's bright, spacious, and each container is filled with multiple tiers of lettuce plants.
You know, we like to joke that there's sort of miles of lettuce here.
Podponics grows lettuce inside metal crates using a method called hydroponics. That means the roots of the plants are in water, not soil. The plants are actually fitted into holes on top of PVC pipes. You can often hear the water rushing through them. The lettuce plants also don't get any sun. Instead, Podponics has put LED lights above the plants and gives them nutrients when they need it. This artificial environment allows them to grow lettuce in Georgia year-round. That's something that a local farmer could never do.
You can grow lettuce in Georgia, but generally only about half of the year. It's either too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer.
But the fact that they're farming indoors isn't what makes them unique. It's how they're doing it. Liotta's background actually isn't in farming, it's in software development. So he's created a computer program to manage all aspects of the farm.
So there's sensors that detect the air temperature, humidity, and CO2 level, and then the software automatically makes adjustments to the environment, to the irrigation, to the water chemistry, the lighting, everything that's required to keep the lettuce growing on process.
So when the LED lights get brighter, it's because the software determined that's what the plants need. And when you hear water flowing through the PVC pipes, that's because a computer decided the plants should be watered. And this actually happened during one part of the tour.
So you can see the light has changed now, and this, voila. Pretty neat, huh?
All of this technology helps Podponics grow lettuce in the most efficient way possible. And in the end, it's how they're able to make money off the farm. Also, with indoor farming, they can produce a lot more per square foot than a traditional farmer. Each one of these containers yields 4 tons of lettuce each year. That's almost what an entire acre of land produces out in the field.
So if you think about it, we can actually put about 100 containers in an acre. And if you take that number, 4 tons per container times 100, that's 400 tons in an acre. But also these containers, they can be stacked, as you've seen. And every time you add another level, it's another 400 tons in an acre. It's just amazing.
It starts to sound a little crazy.
It does seem far-fetched, very futuristic, right? But you're standing here. It's real. You can imagine this times 10. Think about what kind of difference that would make to the local economy and to the food miles associated with lettuce.
Food miles means the distance produce travels to reach the consumer. And that's actually one of the main reasons Liotta started Podponics. The way it works now, our lettuce is making a journey of a couple thousand miles, since much of it is coming from the West Coast.
And so we're able to fix that and get lettuce to the grocery stores within 24 hours of harvest, for example.
Of course, we're just talking lettuce, one vegetable in the produce section. They are starting to grow other kinds of produce, like red bell peppers and strawberries. But Liotta said Podponics is really just one part of the local food system. So at least for now, if you're looking for, say, local tomatoes, you'll have to stick to more traditional farms. For WABE, I'm Stephanie Stokes.